Well, I'd say there are a couple of things there. One of the things is that all the information that we report, well over 1,000 indicators, is all on one centralized database. So it's all in one place, and it is remarkably important to how we do our work that all that information is available. We're able to look at it all whenever we want to. I'm able to go to my staff and say, okay, would you tell me how many indicators are reported monthly? How many are reported quarterly? How many are reported yearly? Go and have a look. And he can go and just look at the database and look at all the indicators. And we're able to sort all those indicators, this way and that without any trouble at all. So that's one thing. And we also, we have in the mayor's office of operations, we have liaisons with every single mayoral agency. And so we have a working relationship with those agencies around their indicators, around what they say, how they report them. And so having the mayor's management report as a thing that the Office of Operations really cares about and oversees means that agencies have to, at least a couple of times a year, pay pretty close attention to what they're doing because the mayor is about to tell this story. And the last thing you want to do is have something in the mayor's management report that's going to embarrass the mayor or, look like, they're screwing up. So it does cause people to pay attention. And the council pays a lot of attention to the mayor's management report as well. Our job is to make the report as accessible and understandable as possible because I have never in my career seen nearly as many performance measures reported as regularly as we have here. And it's a big city, there's a lot going on here. We provide a lot of direct services that some other governments might not do anymore. So, when you're spending $67 billion, there's a lot of valuable stuff you can measure, if you will.